What's up, my people out there? Kingsway back at you here trying to give you some inspiration, motivation, experience-based knowledge of my everydays and my path to being better. So I want to touch on a topic of owning yourself, man, and my perception of what it means to own yourself. You hear that a lot. People use it. They throw it around. I mean, I guess there's multiple definitions of however you want to apply it to your life. But I'm going to give you my understanding of what it means to own yourself. I mean, the roots to owning yourself or even making your way towards that position definitely has to do with the growth, development, and the understanding of yourself. And you understanding what you overcame, the feelings that were intertwined in what you're overcoming, and how it played on your psyche. How your shortcomings, trials, and tribulations played on your psyche in reference to society's point of view of you. Right, we do things, we go through things, and we look for reflection and we look for understanding from an external point of view. Right, it's almost a habit sometimes. We talk, we express ourselves, we gossip, we bicker, we moan. We're always expressing ourselves to somebody, right? Whether it's social media, a voice, a talk, a text, a phone call, we're always talking about something going on in our life, right? So when you start to own yourself, I think the lack of owning yourself, the lack of loving you for you and standing firm in your actions, step by step, your moves, your thought process, the choices that you make on a regular. Because if you have grown and you establish yourself and you've overcome stuff and you have regained the integrity of a common thinking adult, making your own choices, living on your choices, and stepping into your choices with no hesitation, with no doubt, right? In order to be fully owned with that kind of action, you gotta be prepared to be tested, because I think our lack of owning ourselves comes out when we start to explain ourselves. I mean, when we start to feel the pressure from someone else's perception, when we start to negotiate why we do what we're doing or why we're living on these terms, when you start to negotiate and rationalize that core value of who you are and who you're expressing every day, when you start to give people an explanation to everything you're doing, when the explanation to everything you're doing is not for them to grow, understand, and build or be inspired. You hear me? That? Let me say that again. When you explain yourself at this point in your life, if you're there where I'm talking about where you're supposed to be at, if you're explaining yourself, the insight to the anatomy of your choice making, your position, your disposition, and your mindset at this time to anybody else, and this has nothing to do with trying to inspire that person, if that person's not looking to be inspired, okay, if that person's not looking to understand how you've done these things or why you do the things, because they're trying to extract a strength that they see in you, or they're trying to understand how to get through something in their life through the process of how you got through it, okay? If it's anything outside of that, it's you not taking full ownership in yourself. It's you doubting yourself. It's you falling to the mercy of this world still to prove yourself, because at some point, an aspect in the inside of you, you're not comfortable with, all right? And you rely on the confirmation of people in this world to validate your worth and your position. So you're hesitating. You're hesitant with who you are, right? And there ain't nothing wrong with that path, search for identification. Because let me tell you something. I have strategically been building up the true identification of Cain for all this time, man. If I know doubt, I know doubt like the back of my hand, because I faced it. I was in doubt of who I was, lost, confused, worried. I depended on people outside of me. And then at the end of the day, the perception, understanding, and ideology and philosophy of people that were outside of me were not what I wanted to be. They were not that person that I was trying to live out. It wasn't me. So then when you gain confirmation in yourself of who you are, you don't explain. You don't negotiate. You don't feel like a little ass kid anymore. You don't feel like a kid that got caught with a cookie in his hand. Why are you eating that? Why'd you eat that? Nah, that mindset is elementary. That mindset is junior high school. Society is brutal with perceptively judging people, okay? Taking the weak in your aspects and exploiting it for their own benefit. This is a true story. So if you want to own yourself, think about if you really owning who you are. Do you have ownership? Do you got the deed?